This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former TV journalist Yekaterina Donsova was disqualified on Saturday as a candidate for Russia's next presidential election, preventing her from running against Vladimir Putin on a platform of opposition to the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Video from the Central Electoral Commission showed members voting unanimously to reject her candidacy on Saturday because of alleged flaws in her application to register. Putin's critics said it proved no one with genuine opposition views will be allowed to challenge him in the first presidential election since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Donsova told reporters her team had trouble finding a lawyer to certify the bid after dozens declined. When she said last month she wanted to stand, commentators described her as crazy, brave, or part of a Kremlin-scripted plan to emulate a fair election. In this interview with Reuters in November, she said, "Any sane person taking this step would be afraid, but fear must not win." The Kremlin says Putin will win because he enjoys genuine support across society, with opinion poll ratings of around 80%.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Iran's foreign minister on Saturday denied U.S. accusations that it was involved in planning attacks by Yemen's Tehran-aligned Houthi movement on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The White House had said Tehran was, quote, deeply involved in planning the operations and its intelligence was critical to enable the Houthis to target ships. Iran supports the Houthis but officially denies arming the group, which has seized Yemen's capital Sana'a after ousting the government and now controls large swaths of the country. The Houthis have targeted commercial shipping in the Red Sea with drones and missiles. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Friday his government will reinforce measures to contain migration as he seeks to help the United States cope with record numbers of people trying to reach the U.S. border. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
We will boost as much as we can to help maintain an orderly flow, said López Obrador, adding, recently there was an abnormal surge. López Obrador's comments came a day after he spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden. Both agreed that more enforcement was needed at their shared frontier, as record numbers of migrants disrupt border trade. This year, the number of migrants crossing the perilous Darien Gap, straddling Colombia and Central America, topped 500,000, double that of last year's record. López Obrador said Mexico would also step up containment efforts on its southern border with Guatemala, as his government seeks agreements with other countries to manage the northbound migrant flows. Top U.S. officials are set to visit Mexico next week to follow up on the call between López Obrador and Biden.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Authorities in France say about 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America are sequestered in a French airport for a third day because of an investigation into suspected human trafficking. Prosecutors say two people were detained and others are still being questioned. It's unclear if the alleged smuggling aimed to bring the Indians to the U.S., which has seen a surge in Indian migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border this year. The charter flight en route from the United Arab Emirates to Nicaragua stopped Thursday at France's Vatry Airport for refueling. It was grounded by French police based on an anonymous tip. Claims about offshore wind farms threatening whales are a flashpoint in the fight over the future of renewable energy, but contrary to what's being said, they don't kill whales. Correspondent Julie Walker from the AP reports.
Conservatives, including former President Trump, have claimed construction of offshore wind turbines is killing whales. Scientists say there's no credible evidence. Rhode Island and Virginia have pilot programs. While whales have been dying at an advanced rate, scientists and federal authorities say the biggest threats are shipping collisions and fishing gear entanglement. Scientists say global warming is forcing some whales to move from protected areas in search of food as waters warm. Another concern affecting whales, underwater noise pollution, though federal law sets limits on human-generated sound underwater. I'm Julie Walker.
London police say they have arrested a man suspected of stealing a Banksy artwork of a stop sign decorated with military drones. The Metropolitan Police said Saturday that a man in his 20s was in custody on suspicion of theft and criminal damage. The sign was taken less than an hour after the elusive street artist posted a photo of it Friday on Instagram. The incident was caught on photos and video showing a man with bolt cutters removing the work from a signpost on the street corner in the Peckham section of South London. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.